Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will personally appear as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, all the wives of the demigods should also appear in order to satisfy him. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 4.9, the Lord says, Tvatva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti. After giving up the material body, the devotee of the Lord returns back to Godhead. This means that the devotee is first transferred to a particular universe where the Lord is at that same time staying to exhibit his pastimes. There are innumerable universes, and the Lord is appearing in one of these universes at every moment. Therefore, his pastimes are called Nityalila, eternal pastimes. The Lord's appearance as a child in the house of Devaki takes place continuously in one universe after another. Therefore, the devotee is first transferred to that particular universe where the pastimes of the Lord are current. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, even if a devotee does not complete the course of devotional service, he enjoys the happiness of the heavenly planets, where the most pious people dwell, and then take birth in the house of a suci or a shriman, a pious Brahmin, or a wealthy Vaishya, sukinam shrimatam dehi, yoga prastu prijayate. Thus, a pure devotee, even if unable to execute devotional service completely, is transferred to the upper plenary systems where pious people reside. From there, if his devotional service is complete, such a devotee is transferred to the place where the Lord's pastimes are going on. Herein it is said, Sambhavantu Sura Sriha. Sura Sri, the women of the heavenly planets, were thus ordered to appear in the Yadu dynasty in Vrindavan to enrich the pastimes of Lord Krishna. These Sura Sri were further trained to live with Krishna, would be transferred to the original Goloka Vrindavan during Lord Krishna's pastimes within this material world. The Shutra Sri were to appear in different ways in different families to give pleasure to the Lord, just so that they would be fully trained before going to the eternal Goloka Vrindavan. With the association of Lord Krishna, either at Dwarka Puri, Mathura Puri, or Vrindavan, they would certainly return home back to Godhead. Among the Sura Stris, the women of the heavenly planets, there are many devotees, such as the mother of the Upendra incarnation of Krishna. It was such devoted women who were called for this connection. Om Agyatam Anandasya Jinanjana Salakaya Chaksura Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam Vanchakalpatyubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Pachitananam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare This is a very interesting verse this morning, and it is a verse that brings hope to us all, because there is always a question within our minds and hearts whether or not we will achieve perfection within this very lifetime. At least for me, I'm always contemplating, what if I don't make it? I will have to come back here again and go through all this mess once more. And what a mess it is. It certainly is a mess. But there is hope. There is light at the end of the dark tunnel. And in fact, there's a nice quotation given by Nityananda Prabhu instructing Śrīla Jīva Goswami. And he explains why Krishna appeared as Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu explained that after revealing his pastimes in Raj on this planet, Krishna considered, how will people enter those pastimes? A devotee will naturally serve in Vaidhi Bhakti, and Vaidhi Bhakti meaning one is serving in all in reverence. And all in reverence would mean that he would be transferred to the Vaikuntha planets. So how will one go there? How will one go to Vaikuntha? So in order to create some special facility to get to Vrindavan, the Lord appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's explained clearly that by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Vaidhi Bhakti, we will find ourselves in Vrindavan automatically. Because that's another question. Will I go to Vrindavan or will I go somewhere else? And will I go, to Dwarka? Will I go to other spiritual realms within Krishna's abode? And the answer is given here that those who are actually serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are automatically given a guarantee to go back to Vrindavan itself, Goloka Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya basically has given us two main instructions besides following the Vaidhi Bhakti process. He's asked us to try to develop the taste, a taste for the holy name, and also to preach to those who don't have the holy name. If we can follow the four regulative principles, chant our 16 rounds or whatever quota we have, do some devotional service and specifically preach to others who don't have Krishna consciousness, then it is guaranteed that Lord Chaitanya will deliver us. In fact, there was a question asked by Tamal Krishna Maharaj at one point when he was his servant, Prabhupada's servant. And he specifically inquired in regards to his disciples, Prabhupada's disciples, going back home, back to Godhead. And he asked the question in such a way that because it's Kali Yuga, and because within our preaching endeavors, our preaching efforts, there will surely be to some degree some contamination, because it's not like we choose where to go. We go everywhere. It's like in South India. I remember I was there many, many years ago, and I was taking darshan in one temple in South India. I don't remember which one it was, but it could have been Rameshwaram or something like that. But suddenly, behind me, I heard this sound, and it was really specific. It was, And I turned around, and there was this Brahmin, you know, priest, and he was kind of like, get out of the way, get out of the way. Don't, whatever you do, don't touch me. You know, you're contaminated souls, and I'm a Brahmin, and I'm doing my puja, and therefore everything has to be baka, you know, exact. And apparently I heard that even when they go shopping, they spend half an hour chanting and a whole pile of mantras to stay purified while they're going shopping. And they're actually quite confused how we, Hare Krishnas, can go out in all kinds of situations and preach and not become contaminated. They're baffled. And what is that secret? Well, that secret is Sri Sri Gauranithai. So back to the question, Krishna Maharaj was asking Prabhupada, what is the destination of that devotee who's going on Sankirtan every day? He's going out in all kinds of circumstances, going in all corners of the world, in all areas where Kali is prominent in every respect. What if at the time of death that devotee does not remember Krishna due to, you know, some inefficiencies within his devotional service? And Prabhupada's reply was very interesting. He rose his voice, in fact, to make the statement. He said to Maharaj, you take that chance for Krishna. And if there's some inefficiencies at the time of leaving your material body, Sri Sri Gauranithai will enter into the recesses of your mind and heart, and he'll drag you back home, back to Godhead. I thought that was so wonderful. You know, this really, really, really gives hope for us all. Right? Yeah. There was one devotee down in the southwest of England who, she was an elderly lady, but she had been reading on the internet that if you chant Hare Krishna, you will perfect your life and completely. So she took up the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and she was chanting for almost 2 years. Without meeting any devotees. Then one day she found my details on the internet and she rang me up. And she was a little confused. And her confusion was, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 2 years, but I'm not getting any taste. What's the problem here? You're a Hare Krishna. Please reveal to me the problem. So I had actually met with her at some point, and I sat down with her for about an hour, and we discussed our situation. And I asked her, do you chant the Panchatattva mantra? And she said, what's that? And I said, well, there is the problem. Please take this mantra home and try chanting the Panchatattva mantra before your Hare Krishna mantra, and see what happens. 2 weeks later, she phoned me up. She was in absolute ecstasy. it was almost as if the culmination of those 2 years of chanting caught up with her. Because she chanted the Panchatattva mantra. And she's been chanting ever since, and she's very, very happy, although she's all alone. Amazingly, this is another amazing attribute of Krishna consciousness. She's all the way down in Penzance. Penzance is the actual tip, southwest tip of the country. There are no devotees, and basically she's all alone, and although I've been trying to get her to live up here to associate with devotees, but anyway, circumstances have that she remained there, but she's continued her service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is very blissful. So this is the power and potency of Krishna consciousness. We have a unique formula for going back home, back to Godhead. Lord Chaitanya himself and Nityananda, they at one point broke open the storehouse of love of God and distributed its contents freely. They didn't consider who was fit and who was not. Even people in born wood can go back home, back to Godhead. I'd like to also, I'm supposed to finish early because there's some meeting, but I'd like to quote some. These are some quotes from Prabhupada. In his own personal reassurance of us going back home, back to Godhead. Because another point is, they say, it's said that the gates of Vaikuntha, the gates of hell are wide open. They're wide open to all those that will go to hell. And there's no difficulty in passing through those gates. But the gates of Vaikuntha, they're the size of the spirit soul. That would mean that there's no possibility of going back home if we've got any extra baggage. Yeah. You know what it's like when you have a backpack trying to get through the doors of the underground or something? Yeah. We have difficulty going through the doors. So the doors of Vaikuntha are the size of the spirit soul. So how can we possibly go back home, back to Godhead, if we have a backpack on us? Still some attachment, still some material desires, and still some contamination there within the heart. But this is what Prabhupada has to say. Without attending the morning program, chanting our prescribed rounds, and following the four regulative principles, we can still fall victim to Maya, even if we are advanced on the path of liberation. Thus, if we strictly execute our devotional service, we will, according to Srila Prabhupada, his repeated assurance, return back to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, "We are opening hundreds of centers to give training to the people to practice Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead." Srila Prabhupada also said, "And in this way, in this one life, you are going back to home, back to Godhead. It is sure. I am not flattering you. Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, you will attain me. Demigods and sages wait to take birth in devotee families. and that the Lord's association sometimes, and that the Lord's association sometimes repeatedly takes, sorry, and that the Lord's associates sometimes repeatedly take birth to serve him in his deity form. So we may also ask, how can we be so fortunate? Because the general mood, at least, for us to get anywhere is to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis in Vrindavan. And the answer to that is that Srila Prabhupada, he is a Vrajavasi. Because he is a Vrajavasi, and if we are following him strictly, his order, his instructions, then we're associating with a Vrajavasi. So if we aspire for pure devotional service, we qualify ourselves to be followers of Vrajavasis, and Krishna, and unable to repay his devotees' loving service to him, takes them home and back to Godhead. Yeah. There was other things I wanted to mention, but lastly, I wanted to just recently I've been working on a slideshow. It's my little offering to Srila Prabhupada, the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada establishing his preaching movement, which is allowing us to go back home, back to Godhead. The slideshow is called Atma in Transit. It's a 30-minute slideshow. And within those 30 minutes, you'll see your whole existence from when you fell from the spiritual world, got entangled in the material world, and went back home, back to Godhead in 30 minutes. I wish that was reality, but it was not for us. But it's nice to see it in a slideshow. I found wonderful pictures on the internet. I've got a wonderful soundtrack to accompany the pictures. And there's also a little bit of a theater soundtrack that is dated back in the 80s when Bhuma Dev was here. And I'm just in the process of completing that, and this is my offering to Srila Prabhupada, that we should all be very grateful that Prabhupada has given us this wonderful opportunity to do a little bit of preaching, chant our 16 rounds, do a little service, a little bit of preaching, and that in this very lifetime be free from this entanglement that we got ourselves into, and go back home, back to Godhead. So it's interesting that I had this particular verse today given to me only half an hour before I was supposed to give class. But here we go. This is the life of a sannyasi. You get put on the spot sometimes. But it was interesting to see the verse because it is my particular meditation right now. You know, this whole material existence, falling from the spiritual world, being entangled, and then doing some service and going back home, back to Godhead. And this particular verse, it's interesting how it is explained, how we go back home, back to Godhead. That we're in Janta Ras, we're pure devotees in Janta Ras. We may not fully acquired the ability to serve Krishna directly in the spiritual world, So we get this opportunity of going somewhere where Krishna is having his pastimes within the universe, to get training, specific training, so that then we can enter back into Goloka Vrindavan and serve Krishna there. So it's so wonderful. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. We've got everything to gain and absolutely nothing to lose by our little bit of service every day. So please, please, devotees, continue with that little service. We are on Lord Chaitanya's boat. He's picked us up on his boat. That boat is crossing the ocean of material saga. It is not possible to cross it in any other way, in any other yoga perfection. We will not be able to cross. But we have this guarantee from Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Nityananda, from our predecessors to Srila Prabhupada, that in this very lifetime, if we stay on the boat and do the little bit of service for Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada, we will be crossing over the ocean of material saga in this very lifetime. On that night note, Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki, going back home, back to Godhead ki, but chanting 16 rounds every day ki, Hari Bol.